Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
You follow me on social media or listen to this show or read my column, you know that I do not shy away from controversy. But I am really perplexed on why it is that we all can't find consensus on the idea that children who are playing sporting events, outdoors especially, but children in general who are playing sporting events should not be required to wear masks. It is amazing to me that I look around our country and I see other states way ahead of us who seemingly got the memo and we haven't. Troubling story this week, an Oregon student required CPR after wearing a mask at a basketball tryout. 16-year-old female student athlete collapsed during tryouts. Student had trouble breathing with her face covering on, suffered from a lack of oxygen, and ultimately lost consciousness. A coach administered CPR. The young woman was transported to the emergency room where she recovered, thankfully. Vicki Breese Iverson is a state representative in District 55, is joining us now, wrote a letter to Oregon Governor Kate Brown imploring and asking the governor and the Oregon Health Authority to do the sensible thing. And Vicki is joining us now. Thank you for making time for us. What moved you to write this letter?
Thank you for having me today. And the very thing that moved me to write this letter is the mom that reached out to me with this story. Moms shouldn't have to go through this. We shouldn't watch our kids suffer like this. And as a state representative, that is what I'm elected to do, is represent my constituents. So that is what moved me to take this step.
Give us an idea.
You know, our kids are,
yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just going to say that our kids are suffering more than we realize. We've watched a lot of things happen in the last year, and our kids, I think we've tried to make some good decisions for them, but I think it's time that we let them be kids again. And in all of this, we've seen that they need some normalcy. They need to be around their peers. They need to be doing the things that kids are supposed to do, which is playing sports and being in school.
You wrote this letter yesterday, addressed it to Governor Kate Brown. Have you received a response?
I have not at this time.
I don't work in the world of politics. I can't pretend to imagine how busy it must be to try to make decisions. But that's your world. You're in it. You're representing people. How difficult is it to get something like this changed, or to get people to kind of examine something that we can, like, a lot of us are looking at this going, okay, this doesn't make sense. They're not doing it in other states. And part of the frustration for me is not being able to get an answer from Salem on what it, you know, what are they basing this guideline on?
It's interesting that you would say it like that. I am in Salem and I can't get answers either, and it is frustrating. We watch, and as a legislator, I learn things about the same time that you learn things when the governor gives us a press release. We don't have necessarily an inside track to anything. We do have open doors to the directors of some of the agencies, but I have not heard back from those that I copied this letter to as well. So I understand that frustration. I live it every day.
We're talking to Vicki Breese Iverson, State Representative, District 55. You hear directly from the mother. I've got three daughters. I start immediately thinking about my kids and whether or not I would allow them to participate, you know, if I saw them in trouble with breathing. You know, it obviously moves you to kind of stop what you're doing and go, hey, this is an important issue, doesn't it?
It does. I have two sons, and watching them go through the past year where they didn't get an opportunity to play sports was devastating. Our kids, they just need this. It's part of growing up and becoming adults. Watching them go through a complete shutdown to hybrids to being able to do some things outside and then not do anything inside, moving to being able to do some things inside, but they have to wear a mask. You know, I've got my oldest son is a freshman in high school, and he's playing golf, and they're outside on the golf course. They're competing in tournaments, and they're not required to wear the masks on the golf course. And then they come inside, and they're around the same group of kids, and now they've got to have a mask on. And it the part that is so ironic in all of that is that, you know, it's not that they're not working hard on the golf course. Of course they are, but they're not using the same exertion and need for air as they are on the basketball court.
The Oregon Health Authority.
The common sense is gone.
Yeah, and that's where I am going with this. Is it's just common sense. What do you see and what have you heard from other states as you looked at this, the policy in Oregon versus maybe some other states?
We looked into a few states, and to be fair, I did not research every state in the U.S., but we did find there's other states that have opened up and given schools direction. Pennsylvania, for example, is giving schools the discretion to develop their own policies. There's high schools that don't require masks for any of the active competitions, the interactions of high schools in court or on the court or in other baseball, all of it. South Carolina is another one that recently issued an order preventing schools from requiring face coverings, which I thought was an interesting way to go forward with that scenario. So instead of allowing for decisions to happen at a local region, they just said, no, you're requiring that you can't do that. We're preventing you from the ability of requiring that, which I think really speaks to protecting our kids and our students.
Yeah, you are talking about relaxed guidelines with the CDC, even the state of Oregon saying, look, if you're vaccinated, you're not going to have to distance or wear a mask in the future. That's all good news. You know, everybody's excited. But I'm worried that, you know, the last group of people that are going to be able to take a mask off and are the kids who are outdoors, who we were told at the beginning are, you know, this is low risk, this is low transmission, doesn't make any sense.
There you go with sense again. I still believe that common sense does not prevail, especially when we start talking about laws and making these policy guidelines. And you're absolutely right. We've learned from the data that we've seen that schools are not a place of super spreading in this COVID environment. We know that kids are less susceptible to getting a bad case of it and therein spreading it. And yet we have some of the most strict restrictions for these kids in school trying to do their sports. It really doesn't make sense. And you know, if we're going to add a common sense piece to this, let's talk about the kids that leave the school, those that are fortunate enough to be back in school right now. They leave their school, and as soon as they walk off their school grounds, most of them are taking their masks off. So they're interacting with each other without those masks now, just not inside that schoolhouse. And I do think we've talked on the legislative level, we've talked about the unintended consequences of the mask wearing. And I think that, you know, we can talk about it a lot, but we're seeing it at this time, and we need to react to it before it gets worse.
We're talking to State Representative Vicki Breese Iverson, who has written a letter to Oregon Governor Kate Brown. The easy fix here is what we've seen happen five other times. I've counted them. There are five occasions in which the governor's office and the Oregon Health Authority have reversed some of their original guidance after rethinking it. Are you hopeful that Governor Brown will go, wait a minute, this is not right. We've got a kid in Central Oregon who's collapsed at the finish line of a race. We've got another kid now in Eastern Oregon that has collapsed at a basketball event. We've got the PIL here in Portland that has a bizarre interpretation of the guidance, is still requiring runners outdoors to wear their masks because they can't figure it out. It's insane. Are you hopeful here, Vicki, that, and again, I'm going to say it, are you hopeful that common sense will prevail at some point?
I will be so excited if we can see common sense prevail on this one. And yes, I am hopeful that the governor will hear and will read this letter. She will hear the accounts that have happened around the state and understand that parents are concerned and we want what's best for our kids.
Give me an idea of how insular politics is. Like, you know, you're communicating with a parent who's got a kid who collapsed. You know, that's good. I'm glad that somebody on the outside has your ear. When you become governor, I don't know how tight you have to draw that circle. I don't know if Governor Brown has been out to a track meet or has friends that are telling her, hey, my kids can't breathe, but I'm hearing it on a daily basis.
I can't fully answer that question as I'm not governor. I can tell you that I have not had a phone call with the governor regarding this. So if you're talking about insulary and the layers of elected officials, I would suggest that I don't have that phone call conversation with her. So I do think there's probably some insulary layers as you move up the elected official rungs, if you will, of the ladder.
Yeah.
But should there be?
No.
That's a good question. Should there be such an insulary scenario here? Should the person who is leadership in the state of Oregon not understand how this affects Oregonians, the people who she puts these restrictions upon?
Yeah, I think collaboration is the win. We've talked about it with the Pac-12 commissioner. Being collaborative is important, and this doesn't feel collaborative right now. I applaud you. I commend you for writing the letter. We'll continue to bang the drum on this radio show. And Representative Vicky Breese Iverson, thank you for making time for us today.
Thank you for having me. And I really appreciate the fact that you were moved enough by this letter to have me on your show and raise awareness of this. Thank you.
All right, let's do it. I mean, let's bang the drum. Hell, I'm counting. It's true. 5 times the Oregon Health Authority and Governor Kate Brown, and I'll give them credit for this. 5 occasions, the leadership in our state has examined a policy that was initially set and reversed it. 5 out of 5, okay? 5 for 5. When the Blazers and Timbers and all the other sports venues in this last round were told, hey, you're not going to be allowed fans inside the arena. I'm going to give you full disclosure. Blazers president Chris McGowan asked me, he said, what do you think our odds are? And I said, she has on 4 other occasions pulled a 180 in the 11th hour. I think ultimately common sense does prevail. But I think part of the problem, and this is not a partisan issue, but part of the problem is that I believe the governor in our state has drawn a circle around her and erected a fence or a wall or some kind of barrier that doesn't allow her to see regular folks. She doesn't see you. She doesn't understand sports, and I don't fault her for that. There's a lot of people who don't understand sports. I have friends who are not sports fans. I have family members who don't understand sports. I find it rather refreshing to have a conversation with them. But in the end, I'm left going, okay, this is not really a sports issue. This is an issue of public health and safety. And I'm driving by a baseball field and there's a kid, the center fielder's got a mask on. I'm watching a 800 meter race and all the runners are running with masks on. And then I'm comparing it to California and Washington and Idaho, and I'm comparing it to Texas and Arizona, and I'm comparing it to New York, and I'm comparing it to, all the other states, Pennsylvania, everywhere else. I'm looking around and I'm going, why are we the only ones still doing this? What are we doing? So this will be it. This will be number 6. Let's get the masks off kids who are playing sports. Let's let them breathe. The CDC is saying for vaccinated adults, hey, you're not going to have to wear a mask. You're not going to have to be distance. Guess who those vaccinated adults are coming in contact with? They're coming in contact with kids playing youth sports. So if we are really moving towards a breaking point of this pandemic, I think one of the most significant things that could happen is we could look at other states and go, hey, they had no problems in California with soccer players who took the masks off. I got a nephew who's playing high school soccer right now in California. And I said to him, I said, hey, are you wearing a mask? And he texted me back, and he's like, who's still wearing a mask? We've had masks off for a while. And I said, in Oregon, they're making, like, the 800 runners are wearing masks. Kids playing soccer wearing masks. He says, that's crazy. It is crazy. They're laughing at us. Everybody else is laughing at us. Robert's in Eugene. Robert, go ahead.
Hey, you know, for me, this whole process has been almost, people claim it's all about science, and then the science thinkers against the emotional thinkers. But, you know, Governor Brown, on more than one occasion, I feel like, I don't know who her inner circle advising her is, but this is one example of a terrible decision. You know, back a couple months ago, she made a decision to shut bars and restaurants down when her own Oregon Health Authority determined that less than 0.5% of all COVID cases originated in bars or restaurants. So she shuts them down anyway. And I look at this country and I go, we are in a unique position that if you really want to look at the science, we have 50 states doing it 50 different ways. And so you could learn from the ones that are working and use best practices. When you see something working, everybody should adopt it. But yet you still have people who are refusing to use best practices. And our governor is leading the way in ignoring best practices. It's been extremely frustrating. And I think I sense that from the people on your show who are calling in. So that's all I wanted to say. It's frustrating to ignore the science.
Yeah. And my thing is, like, I've had people say, I retweeted the representative's letter this morning, and a bunch of people say, oh, you're endorsing a Republican representative. I'm not endorsing anything. I'm endorsing, if there is something I'm endorsing, it is I'm advocating for kids out there who are masking up during sporting events. And I'm going, it's insane. It's insane. Brian's in Milwaukee. Brian, go ahead.
John, thank you for making common sense, even though a lot of people don't understand common sense, part of the conversation. And, oh, my God, you're doing an amazing job with all this stuff going on. And I really appreciate you. And two things, Loch Ness Monster and... The Roosevelt conspiracy.
Oh, the Loch Ness Monster. Old Nessie. We're talking conspiracy theories now. What are your favorite conspiracy theories? See, I don't think this mask thing is a conspiracy theory. I think it's a blind spot. I don't even think it's a partisan issue. I think it's a blind spot. And I think this is all I'm basing it on. Five other occasions, the governor and the Oregon Health Authority have issued proclamations that affected sports in our state. And on five occasions that they had it wrong, they did a 180 and reversed their guidance. I think it's just a blind spot. I think, and here's my theory, I think Oregon Governor Kate Brown means well. I think she's erring on the side of caution. But I do think she's probably more worried about her legacy than she is in serving the kids that are right now in the state playing sports. And I also think she doesn't understand sports at all. Like, I don't. I think she shows up to the Oregon and Oregon State women's basketball games because she's trying to show support. And she knows, and she knew running, leading up into her last election that there were a lot of people with eyeballs on those entities. But I don't think she understood anything that was going on in the game. I don't think she understands that Portland State and UP, she clearly did not understand that they played Division I basketball. They're in her state. I don't think that she understood that runners were still running in our state wearing masks when they were not running wearing masks in other states. I don't think at any point during this pandemic she has demonstrated that she or anyone in her circle understands or has a proficiency in sports. And that, to me, is a problem with collaboration. Because if you're the governor, I don't expect you to know the ins and outs of sports. Like, I think it's lame to make fun of somebody and say, oh, you don't understand sports, in the same way that somebody might make fun of me and say, hey, you don't understand politics. It's not my job to understand all of that. It's not her job to understand sports. But what is her job as the governor in Oregon, it's her job to serve the people of Oregon. And it's her job, if she has a blind spot, to get somebody the hell in her circle who does understand sports. And that is the problem. She's got a weak staff, and they know it. They're out of their depth when it comes to sports, and they know it. I've seen the email exchanges. I have their emails. I have read them. They don't know what they're talking about, and they're trying to get it right, but they're fumbling around in the dark. So we got to help them out. We got to tell them it's time to take the mask off the kids and let them play sports. Youth sports, high school sports, middle school sports, the NBA players, the college players are not wearing masks. Get the masks off the kids and let them breathe. You got the bald-faced truth. Talking conspiracy theories, and I guess we're talking about masks again. But high school kids in our state, youth sports kids in our state, still stuck wearing masks at their sporting events. Mike's in Portland. Mike, we got about a minute. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, John, first of all, when we talk about kids, we're talking about the most, the segment of the population where kids can overcome, they can adapt. As parents, we need to be able to teach our kids to be overcomers. We don't need to overcompensate for our kids. And that's where it is wrong. These kids can deal with that. And as far as
conspiracy theories, go.
The girl that was jogging, I think the conspiracy was she waited till the end of the race to pass out.
No.
If the mask was a problem, John, if the mask was a problem.
Right. You get a mask on, Mike. You get a mask on, and you meet me at the track.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.